The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. And something was emailed to me. And I tracked this thing down. First, let me read the article. This is a heartfelt letter from Dr. David Kaiser of the U.S. Naval War College. Now, he's a professor in the Strategy and Policy Department of the United States Naval War College, previously taught at Carnegie Mellon, Williams College, and Harvard University. Kaiser's latest book, The Road to Dallas, about Kennedy assassination, was just published by Harvard University Press. And his published works have covered a broad range of topics, from European warfare to American League baseball. Born in 47, the son of a diplomat, Kaiser spent his childhood in three capital cities, Washington, D.C., Albany, New York, and Dakar, Senegal. He attended Harvard University, graduating in 1969 with a B.A. in history, then spent several years more at Harvard, gaining a Ph.D. in history, which he obtained in 1976. He served in the Army Reserves from 70 until 1976. Letter entitled, History is Unfolding. I'm a student of history. Professionally, I've written 15 books on history that have been published in six languages, and I've studied history all my life. I've come to think there is something monumentally large afoot, and I do not believe it's simply a banking crisis or a mortgage crisis or a credit crisis. Yes, these exist, but they are merely single facets of a very large gemstone that is now coming into sharper focus. Kind of like George Bush's UN speech, coming into view, a new world order. Something of historic proportions is happening. I can sense it because I know it. I know how it feels, smells, and what it looks like, and how people react to it. Yes, a perfect storm may be brewing, but there is something happening within our own country that's been evolving for about 10 to 15 years. The pace has dramatically quickened in the past two. We demand and then codify into law the requirement that our banks make massive loans to people we know they can never pay back. Why? We learned just days ago that the Federal Reserve, which has little or no real oversight by anyone, has loaned $2 trillion over the past few months, but won't tell us to whom or why or disclose the terms. That is our money, yours and mine. And that is three times the $700 billion we all argued about so strenuously just this past September. Who has this money? Why do they have it? What are the terms? Why are the terms unavailable to us? Who asked for it? Who authorized it? I thought it was just a government of we the people who loaned our powers to our elected leaders. Apparently not. We have spent two or more decades intentionally deindustrializing our economy. Why? We have intentionally dumbed down our schools, ignored our history, and no longer teach our founding documents why we are exceptional and why we are worth preserving. I'll continue this on the other side. We'll be right back.
We must take America back.
Are you Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
As I said, the writer says we have intentionally dumbed down our schools, ignored our history, and no longer teach our founding documents, why we are exceptional and why we are worth preserving. Students, by and large, cannot write, think critically, read, or articulate. Parents are not revolting, teachers are not picketing, school boards continue to back mediocrity. Why? We have now established the precedent of protesting every close election violently in California over the proposition that is so controversial that simply wants marriage to remain defined as between one man and one woman. Did you ever think such a thing possible just decades ago? We've corrupted our sacred political process by allowing unelected judges to write laws that radically change our way of life, and then mainstream Marxist groups like ACORN and others to turn our voting system into a banana republic. To what purpose? Now our mortgage industry is collapsing, housing prices are in free fall, major industries are failing, our bank system is on the verge of collapse, Social Security is nearly bankrupt, as is Medicare, and our entire government. Our educational system is worse than a joke. I teach college, and I know precisely what I'm talking about. The list is staggering in its length, breadth, and depth. It is potentially 1929 times 10, and we are at war, supposedly, with an enemy we cannot even name for fear of offending people of the same religion, while the laws written to prevent these enemies from attacking us seem to be aimed more and more at the U.S. citizenry than anyone else. Why? And finally, we have elected a man that no one really knows anything about because the very first executive order he signed as president, his first day in office, was an executive order number 13489, which sealed the release of all of his records. This man has never run for so much as a Dairy Queen, let alone a town as small as Wasilla, Alaska. All of his associations and alliances are with real radicals in their chosen fields of employment, and everything we learn about him, drip by drip, is unsettling, if not downright scary. Surely you've heard him speak about his idea to create a fund for mandatory civilian defense force, stronger than our military, for use inside our own borders? No? Well, of course not. The media would never play that for you over and over, and then demand he answer it. Sarah Palin's pregnant daughter and $150,000 wardrobe are more important. Mr. Obama's winning platform can be boiled down to one word: change. Why? I've never been so afraid of my country and for my children as I am now. This man campaigned on bringing people together, something he has never, ever done in his professional life. In my assessment, Obama will divide us along philosophical lines, push us apart, and then try to realign the pieces into a new and different power structure. Change is indeed coming, and when it comes, you'll never see the same nation again, ever. And that's only the beginning. As a serious student of history, I thought I'd never come to the experience what the ordinary, moral German must have felt in the mid-1930s. In those times, the savior was a former smooth-talking rabble-rouser from the streets, about whom the average German knew next to nothing about. What they should have known was that he was associated with groups that shouted, shoved, and pushed around people with whom they disagreed. He edged his way into the political stage through great oratory. Conservative losers, read it right now. And then there was the promises. The economic times were tough, people were losing jobs, and he was a great speaker. And he smiled and he frowned and he waved a lot, and people, even newspapers, were afraid to speak out for fear his brown shirts would bully and beat them into submission, which they did regularly. And then he was duly elected to office while the full-throttled economic crisis bloomed at hand, the Great Depression. Slowly but surely, he seized the controls of government power, person by person, department by department, bureaucracy by bureaucracy. The children of the German citizens were at first encouraged to join the youth movement in his name, where they were taught exactly what to think. Later, they were required to do so. How did he get people on his side? He did it by promising jobs to the jobless, money to the moneyless, and rewards for the military-industrial complex. He did it by indoctrinating his children, advocating gun control, health care for all, better wages, better jobs, and promising to reinstill pride once again in a country across Europe and across the world. He did it with the compliant media as well. And he did this all in the name of justice and change, and the people surely got what they voted for. And if you think I'm exaggerating, look it up. It's all there in the history books for all to read. So read your history books. Many people are of conscience, objected in 1933 and were shouted down, called names, laughed at, and ridiculed. When Winston Churchill pointed out the obvious in the late 30s, while seated in the House of Lords in England, he wasn't prime minister just yet, he was booed into a seat and called a crazy troublemaker. He was right, though, and the world came to regret that he was not listened to. Do not forget that Germany was the most educated, the most cultured country in Europe. It was full of music, art, museums, hospitals, laboratories, universities, and yet, in less than 6 years, a shorter time span than just two terms of U.S. presidency, it was rounding up its own citizens, killing others, abrogating its laws, turning children against parents, and neighbors against neighbors. All with the best of intentions, of course. The road to hell is paved with them. As a practical thinker, one not overly prone to emotional decisions, I have a choice. I can either believe what the objective pieces of evidence tell me, even though they make me cringe with disgust, or I can believe what history is shouting to me from across the chasm of several decades, Or I can hope I'm wrong by closing my eyes, having another latte, and watching the newest reality show, while ignoring what is transpiring around me. I chose to believe the evidence. No doubt some people will scoff at me, others laugh, or think I'm foolish, naive, or both. To some degree, perhaps I am. But I have never been afraid to look people in the eye and tell them exactly what I believe, and most importantly, why I believe it. I believe I'm right on this, and I have history on my side. I pray that I'm wrong. Dr. David Kaiser, Jamestown, Rhode Island. This is a great article. There's only one flaw with it. I contacted the United States Naval War College, and I was given his office number, and on his message at the school, I was given his home number just in case he wasn't there, of which I called, and I spoke, as I said, I spoke personally to Dr. David Kaiser. He said, I didn't write that. I said, well, who did? He said, I have my suspicions. And I said, and they are? And he says, well, I want to keep them nameless. I said, so you're telling me you did not write this? And he said, that's what I'm saying. And he said, that article came out over a year ago. And I said, but you didn't write it. And he goes, no. I had a sneaking suspicion that he may have written it, but may have been pressured. Naval War College here, folks. May have been pressured into denying it, but his words to me is, no, I didn't write that article. I didn't write that article over a year ago. He gave me a timeline on it. So I emailed the people back that sent me that, and Michael Wolf, Martial Law Survival, was on the email as well. So, guys, just letting you know, I sent you the email back, but I'll tell you what, it was a good article. And do I think this guy wrote it? I think Mr. Kaiser did, but I think he got some blowback off the deal. At any rate, the non-attributable attribution. Rapid rise in seed prices draws U.S. scrutiny. During the depths of the economic crisis last year, New York Times article, by the way, the prices for many goods held steady or even dropped, but on American farms, the picture was a little different. As farmers watched the price they paid for seeds just up and skyrocket. Corn seed prices rose 32%. Soybean seeds were up 24%. Such price increases for seeds, the most important purchase a farmer makes each year, are part of an unprecedented climb that began more than a decade ago, stemming from the advent of genetically engineered crops and the rapid concentration in the seed industry that accompanied it. The price increases have not only irritated many farmers, they have caught the attention of the Obama administration as well. The Justice Department began an antitrust investigation on the seed industry last year. I didn't know they did that. Did you? With an apparent focus on Monsanto, which controls much of the market for the expensive bioengineered traits that make crops resistant to insect, pest, and herbicides. Ready Roundup. The investigation is just one facet of the push by the Obama administration to take a closer look at competition, or the lack thereof, in agriculture, from the dairy industry to livestock to commodity crops like corn and soybeans. On Friday, as the spring planting season approaches, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and Tom Vilsack, the Agriculture Secretary, will speak at the first series of public meetings aimed at letting farmers and industry executives voice their ideas. The meeting in Ankeny, Iowa, will include a session on the seed industry. New York Times is getting pretty close to telling the truth here. New York Times need our accolades? Maybe for a story or two. We'll break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. According to this New York Times article, I think most farmers would look to have some more competition in the industry, said Laura Fole, who raises corn and soybeans on 900 acres in Schleyler, Iowa. The Iowa Attorney General, Tom Miller, has been scrutinizing Monsanto's market dominance. The company's genetically engineered traits are in the vast majority of corn and soybeans grown in the United States, Mr. Miller said. That gives them considerable power, and questions arise about how the power is used. Now, critics charge that Monsanto has used license agreements with smaller seed companies to gain an unfair advantage over competitors and to block cheaper genetic versions of its seeds from eventually entering the market. DuPont, a rival company, also claims Monsanto has unfairly barred it from combining biotech traits in a way that would benefit farmers. In a recent interview at Monsanto's headquarters in St. Louis, its chief executive, Hugh Grant, not the actor, said that while his company might be on the market leader, competition was increasing as the era of biotech crops matured. We were the first out with the blocks, out of the blocks, he said, and I think what you see is how a bunch of people catching up and aggressively competing, and I'm fighting with them. Mr. Grant said, he said farmers close to the company's products chose the company's products, rather, because they like the results in the field, not because of any untoward conduct on Monsanto's part. Gee, why did he throw that in there? Oh, just a little proactive part, I guess. Yet in seed markets, that Monsanto dominates, the jump in prices has been nothing short of stunning. Including the sharp increases last year, Agriculture Department figures show that corn seed prices have risen 135% since 2001. Soybean prices went up 108% over that period. By contrast, the Consumer Price Index rose only 20% in that same period. And can we say corporation here? Jeez, what are they afraid of? Just say the word. It won't hurt. Corporation. See, that didn't hurt. Many farmers have been willing to pay premium price because the genetically engineered seeds that make up most of the market come with advantages. Genetic modifications for both corn and soybeans make the crops resistant to herbicides, simplifying weed control and saving labor, fuel, and machinery cost. Many genetically engineered corn and cotton seeds also resist insect pests, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to read their gee-ha-ha. But at any rate, we've done stories on Monsanto. We know exactly what you guys are doing. You're cornering the damn seed market and then going after farmers. And this is amazing. You got Farmer A butt up against Farmer B, and some of the Monsanto stuff drifts over in the other guy's field. Well, guess who shows up? Thugs from Monsanto to threaten the farmer into buying Monsanto seeds. They said, well, look, there's our product on your field. The guy didn't buy his seeds, but that was the entire point. They're out there to threaten with lawsuits and, you know, burning his crops and God knows whatever they would say to him. You know, this is about corporation monopoly. This is about genetically modified foods. Remember, couple of years ago when Taco Bell, now here's the savory people that serve you grade D beef fit for human consumption. I kid you not. Taco Bell hasn't sought to sue me yet because they know I'm telling the truth. And with a bunch of flavor and additives into that ground beef, you don't even know if it's ground beef, do you? It looks like it. But the company was using their little taco shells, their corn shells, that was made by modified corn. And people didn't like it. And Taco Bell took a big fat smack in the puss. About 80%, over 80% of the corn products in this country, guess what, folks? Are all made out of genetically modified corn. Over 80%. Do you see any warning labels? Have you walked into a Taco Barf lately and said, hey, you know, here's our little disclaimer. Oh, no, it's just all perfectly safe. You know, how was this sold to the cattle growers? Oh, well, you know, you can use these growth hormones and, gee, it's wonderful. And by the way, we'll shoot them up with antibiotics. Yeah, that'll work too. It'll give you better poundage on the hoof and better yield per herd. Yeah, are y'all for more money? Look at the chicken growers. Look at the chicken industry. That there's only four companies, ladies and gentlemen, four companies in this entire country that control all aspects of the meat produce, whether it be chicken or beef or lizard, I don't care what it is, pork, it doesn't matter. Four companies. And man, Tyson Chicken, you want to deal with those people? Tyson Food? Now, you don't want to tangle with them. I'm sure they'll probably send Guido out to murder your firstborn. These are unconscionable corporations gaining vast amounts of power and money. By the way, from the American Beverage Association today, well, I'll tell you the story after the break. Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, and Coca-Cola, they all teamed up. You ain't going to believe this. Saw it with my very own eyes on CNN today. They always tell me the truth. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
So anyhow, I'm watching CNN today, and I see three company logos, Pepsi, Coke, and Dr. Pepper. Isn't Dr. Pepper owned by Coca-Cola? I thought it was. Separate company? Okay, so three separate corporations all banding together for what purpose? Well, the obesity problem in America. Ooh, sodas in public schools with all that nasty sugar. So there they were running commercials to tell people that we're replacing all of those high fructose sugary drinks in the kids' accessible vending machines in schools. And guess what they're going to do? Replace it with aspartame. I kid you not. I kid you not. Now, this was the American Beverage Association that decided to do this noble deed for society. I wanted to call them earlier to find out who exactly was paying for this crap and do they know what aspartame really is. I mean, it's so bad that they renamed it. I forget the name of the Amino Sweet, thank you. Yeah, no more NutraSweet, folks. It's now Amino Sweet. Or whatever they call that aspartame crap. Amazing. At any rate, 800-313-9443. We'll open up the phones for the balance of the program today. And got some interesting emails here. And Jeff again. You know, one of these days you're going to have to call into the program. He emails me. He said, Don Tyson Jr. was in on the cocaine distribution business with Billy Boy Clinton when the latter was governor. Criminal minds just doing criminal things. A little bit of good news, although very tiny. I guess the recession in this country is getting bad enough that U.S. Jews are fleeing recession to Israel and government subsidies. That's right, our U.S. tax dollars to the tune of $20 billion plus a year to the wonderful anti-apartheid type anti-Holocaust people over there in Israel. Yes, and I'm aware, and I've gotten some emails here that Pastor Manning is one of these guys that supports Israel. Don't worry, we'll get him straightened around. The rest of the work that he does is good. That's why he's still on the network. Out of the Telegraph, out of the UK, and I love this story because it just about tells the truth. Just about. Anti-Semitism rising worldwide, U.S. report finds. Criticism of Israel and Zionism led to a rise of anti-Jewish sentiment around the world in 2009, the U.S. said on Thursday in a report that denounced new forms of anti-Semitism. Traditional and new forms of anti-Semitism continued to rise, and a spike in such activity followed the Gaza conflict in the winter of 2008-2009, the State Department said in its annual report. Often despite official efforts to combat the problem, societal anti-Semitism persisted across Europe, South America, and beyond and manifested itself in classic forms. Such incidents, it said, involved attacks on Jews or places of worship, as well as desecration of cemeteries and accusations of undue Jewish influence on government policy and media. Let me back up to let you guys know there at the Telegraph that what they found was these desecrations of the cemeteries and places of worship, guess who were doing it? JDL and the boys, the Jewish Defense League, to make them look more picked on and vulnerable. And look at us poor Jews, we're, oh God, they're going to hang us all. Do your homework on that one. I think you'll find that that is true. Now, such incidents, as it said, involved attacks on Jews or places of worship, as well as desecration of cemeteries and accusations of undue Jewish influence on government policy and media. Hey, Rahm Emanuel, did you read this one, or did you write it? New forms of anti-Semitism took the form of criticism of Zionism or Israel policy that crossed the line in demonizing all Jews, and in some cases translated into violence against Jewish individuals in general. It accused some governments, like those of Iran and Egypt, of fueling anti-Semitism rather than combating the scourge. Well, you know what you do? You know, Uncle Joe said this, Joe Stalin. He said, you know, if you want to control the opposition, lead it. Hence the controlled opposition. Is Saudi Arabia really against Israel? I think not. I think they work with the Mossad on a regular basis, sharing their ideas and their little projects. Let's go to the phones. Art in Maryland. Hello, Art.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm a recovering anti-Semite. I've been going to the Betty Ford Clinic to get help. Now, that show that you had, I can't remember, it's a doctor, somebody that was on your network Saturday about 5 o'clock. What's his name?
I don't know.
It's your network and you don't know.
Well, you're a listener and you don't know, so don't pick
on
me.
But he did a really good program on, mostly on the Palestinians and what's going on over there.
Now that rings a bell. You're talking about Hesham Talawi.
Oh, okay, that's him.
He actually, I think that was the show that originated from Palestine. He had just traveled abroad to go over there and do some snooping around.
Well, I think he did a really good job, and he, like one of the things he brought out is here that, you know, that these Palestinians have been put to death and tortured and their lands being taken away by the very same people that claim Holocaust, you know, mm-hmm. and yet look what they're doing.
Well, and Art, have you ever seen the geographical data as to what has happened to Palestine since 1948?
Yes, because somebody sent me the website ifamericanew.org, and they have it all on there. And they have some really good pictures of Palestine, late 1800s right on up. And, you know, it wasn't modern buildings like we have now, but the architecture was beautiful. And most of that's gone now, and it shows what started out as Palestine and what little bit is left now in Palestine. And they had occupied that land for over 1,700 years.
Yeah. And the rumor has it that Obama just signed off on more settlements being built right inside the Gaza Strip itself. And, Uncle Joe, the other communist, Biden's vice president, was just over there with Benjamin Netanyahu. So, I mean, here's our strategic partner in the Middle East. And Art, in all your readings and studies and everything else, have you ever found anything that Israel does for us?
They're happy to take billions of dollars from us every year.
Well, yeah, and buy armaments and bullets to go kill Palestinians.
And they're real good at conniving things in such a way that we kill their enemies for them.
Ah, and a lot of people don't even realize that it was the Mossad and their intelligence agencies, along with the CIA, the Pentagon, and who knows who else on this planet, that they helped engineer the war against Iraq.
Yeah, so, well, who do you think did 9/11?
Well, and yeah, just those little dancing Israelis on top of rooftops. That was just an aberration. That didn't mean anything.
All right.
Yeah.
I love your program, John. I'm glad I can listen to you again.
Thank you, Art. Thank you very All much. Right. Appreciate it. Yeah, Israelis... I have to laugh because the exposure on this deal. And am I anti-Jewish? Hell no. Any more than I'm anti-Italian or anti-Polak or anti-anything. People are people. But the Jews have a little problem. And it's going to be up to them to clean their own house. This is why I'm always referring to NKUSA, the Nutricardi group. They've got tens of thousands of Jews in this organization worldwide. And they are stone against Zionism, and they are against the State of Israel, that it should have never been formed. You know, when God says, hey, you people have been a little bit bad, and here's your punishment, I'm going to banish you to the four corners of the earth. Well, much to the chagrin of a lot of countries, because they've been thrown out of so many countries. And can anybody tell me the difference between a Zionist and a gypsy? Because they both profit off of just being middlemen. They don't do anything for themselves. They just buy and sell, buy and sell, buy and sell. Hey, old boy, hey. Well, how Bibi lost a best friend, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, has a bad habit. When things appear to be moving in the right direction for him, he stumbles upon some stupid political landmine, raising doubts about his leadership and credibility. Jeez. Not according to the American press. A series of blunders have ruined his first term in the 1990s, and on his way back to power, Netanyahu promised that he had changed. For a year, he stayed away from trouble, avoiding unscripted public remarks, giving no interviews, and being attentive to other politicians' needs and interests. But this week, he did it again. As Ronald Reagan would say, there he goes again. Ruining a visit of American Vice President Joe Biden with an official announcement of a plan to build 1,600 new housing units in Ramat Shlomo, a Jewish neighborhood of East Jerusalem, despite a well-known American opposition to Israeli settlement expansion. Really? How much is that opposition? Now, Netanyahu apparently didn't know in advance about the Interior Ministry's decision taken by mid-level planning and zoning bureaucrats, but it was according to his government's policy, and he should have and could have taken steps to avoid such unpleasant surprises. His failure to do so portrays him as a hopeless schlemiel, just like old Bibi from the previous term. Now, Biden's trip was meant to mark a new chapter in the cool relationship between the Obama administration and Israel, mindful of its political trouble at home. Yeah, now you're going to tell me that Rahm Emanuel, dual citizenship, that little creep that runs around there naked in the White House, is, that he's not mindful of Obama and our relationship with Israel. Yeah, give me a break. Mindful of its political trouble at home in the view of midterm elections and worried about an Israeli attack on Iran's nuclear facilities, the White House dispatched the vice president, known to be Netanyahu's best friend in Washington, to plead Barack Obama's case to the Israeli leadership and public. Biden's trip coincided with the announcement of indirect Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations to give the battered administration a diplomatic success. You know, how long have these peace negotiations been going on? And let me ask another question. Why would I want to sit down at a table to negotiate some sort of peace settlement when they've already stolen 90% of my damn country? What is there to sit down and talk to these people about? What is there to say? You know, how did we react here when the La Raza creeps came out and said that, oh, well, we want California and New Mexico and Arizona and Texas and, well, a few other states, you know, that belonged to us and we want it back. You know, how did that go down with the American people? Not very well. So, but just suppose for an instant that they did take those states and claim them to be theirs. What do you think we'd be doing right now? Would we be sitting down with the Mexican government to do a peace treaty of some sort? I don't think so. I think we'd be shooting Mexicans and throwing them the hell over the border from whence they came. And folks, this idea of stopping Mexicans at the border and just OTNs in general, other than Mexicans, we've had a slew of people from all around the planet, because all they got to do, all the rat has to do is find a hole in the wall, and guess what he's going to do? He's going to go through it. Well, that's exactly what everybody on this planet figured out. They're seeing millions of Mexicans just nonchalantly walk into our country. They're figuring, well, hell, I can't get in on a regular visa. I can't immigrate. So why don't I do the same damn thing the Mexicans just did? And they have been doing it. Now, the government obviously is not too interested in slowing this thing down. There's a lot of rhetoric about it. Oh, we'll build walls. Oh, we got high-tech drones. Oh, we got this. I was thinking today, how many personnel would it actually take to put eyes on the border, to make an unbroken human chain across our southern border? How many people would it take? Three shifts, people stand out there with binoculars and a radio. And they travel in packs, so they're not real hard to spot. And it's even better at night. Just fly around, you know, one of your whisper quiet modes and one of your helichoppers. You know, get the infrared stuff out and, hell, they stand out like sore thumbs. But it's not being done. There's a reason for that. And lo and behold, just recently, I'll dig up the article here in a second, but hey, we're going to do something about this. We're going to issue that national ID card because we got to know who Americans are and who isn't. And we can't use racial profiling. Really? Let me see. If it walks like a Mexican, talks like a Mexican, it might be an illegal Mexican. They're not hard to spot. Down here in Texas, a lot of them have gone home. And nobody stopped them coming back across that border into Mexico. But what do you think the Mexican government would do if 20 million people just all of a sudden showed up on their doorstep and said, hey, hi, we're back? They're not going to be too happy about it. You think the economy is any better in Mexico than it is in the United States? Not hardly. Unless those millions of Mexicans want to join the drug cartels. It is a monstrous problem. But, you know, when you want to basically kill a nation, what you do is you balkanize it. Anybody remember that Tower of Babel story? Where God got a little miffed and he said, all right, you clowns, I'm going to fix it so you can't communicate with each other. You're all speaking different languages. See? I understand. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Schumer, Graham use immigration to push national biometric ID card. Kurt Nimmo. Kurt, I wish you'd write for me. Democrat Chuck Schumer and Republican Lindsey Graham have joined forces in an effort to force a biometric ID on the American people. The new national ID scheme is part of a comprehensive immigration bill now in the Senate. What did we tell you they were going to do with this? Schumer and Graham want every American worker required to have a biometric ID card in order to work under the potentially controversial plan still taking shape in the Senate. All legal U.S. workers, including citizens and immigrants, would be issued an ID card Notice how they use the word immigrants, citizens and illegals and immigrants, they should have said, would be issued an ID card with an embedded information such as fingerprints to tie the card to the worker. Was according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, Schumer and Graham, who face an uphill effort to pass the bill, plan to meet with Obama this week in order to update him. An administration official told the Journal, the White House has no position on the controversial ID card. Yeah. Previous efforts to force a national ID in American people have ended in failure. Shortly after September 11, 2001, they couldn't even get it done then. Congress took up the idea of requiring every citizen to have a national ID card. Before the election of 2004, they revisited the issue. Section 403C of the Patriot Act specifically requires the federal government to develop and certify a technology standard that can be used to verify the identity of persons applying for or seeking entry into the United States on a U.S. visa for the purposes of conducting background checks confirming identity. Now, prior to September 11th, 01, the government pushed for a national biometric identification system, both the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Act of 1995, a Welfare Reform and Immigration Control and Financial Responsibility Act of 1996, an immigration reform law called for the use of technology for identification purposes. In 2005, Congress passed the Emergency Supplemental Appropriations Act for Defense, the Global War on Terror, and tsunami relief, or just call it what it is, real ID. States were originally given until May of 2008 to comply with the law, but widespread resistance resulted in the federal government changing that deadline not once, not twice, but three times, kind of like Obama has done on the national health healthcare thing. You know, he's holding up a trip because he wants Reid and Pelosi and all the ne'er-do-wells in Congress. He ain't going to leave the country and until this Obama national health care legislation is rammed down the throats of the American people. Richard in Oklahoma. Hello, Richard.
Hey, John.
Hi.
You know what everybody's forgetting about? Remember that B-52 that all those cruise missile nukes were on?
Are you talking about the two nuclear weapons that were kind of waylaid down south there?
Yeah. I thought... like one of them came up missing.
Okay. I remember something about it, yes.
Nobody said anything about that. You know, where is that nuke?
Well, that would have the prerequisite of the government being honest and accountable and upfront with the American people.
I guarantee you that's going to come into play.
It very well might. You know, a lot of things are going to keep happening. I can't believe how hard the Obama administration is pushing on so many buttons. I mean, they're going to be calling for this guy to be tarred and feathered before too long. You know, is he stupid or is his handlers really have something on this guy?
Yeah. Everybody knows who took that nuke.
Who?
Well, Cheney was involved in it.
Okay. But where did it go?
Yeah. And the people that were involved in, you know, the pilots, the ground people, they ended up dead.
Dead men tell no tales. Richard, I'm out of time. Thanks for your call.
Uh-huh.
All right, folks, that'll do it for this week. Back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. Thanks for joining us today. Well, most of you did anyhow.
With recent